Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for a recap on Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany, joins us for the goods. There's a lot to address here, Chris. Bayern dropped points in Berlin. Did you expect the draw with Union?
No, I did not expect that result at all. I had a look at history. Historically, Bayern have shellacked Union Berlin, and I was completely blindsided. But, you know, the momentum Berlin has accumulated. They're right now on an unbeaten run, 12 matches dating back to last season, and I do believe they passed the ultimate litmus test against Bayern Munich. You know, Union Berlin, Geraldo Becker is the real deal. He netted his fifth goal. That's a league high. All in open play. That's even more extraordinary. And typically, Becker works with his counterpart, Sabaccio. Sabaccio was not in the lineup. He's dealing with injury. So Geraldo Becker took care of it himself, and they got ahead early. But Bayern, as they do, they equalized quickly through Kimmich. You know, but nonetheless, you know, Bayern Munich put up the shots on goal. You know, sometimes in the game, you would see basically Union Berlin fill the box in defense and Bayern just try and try again with no success, trying to convert another goal. You know, after the match, Julian Nagelsmann basically said that he doesn't give a you-know-what about being third after the fifth match day. That's hard for me to believe because considering his price tag, the most expensive coach in the history of football, you know, for Bayern to hire his services, the pressure's on. You know, there's no doubt about that. The pressure's on. Other sides are looking very good and competitive. You know, Bayern Munich, the expectation is a little bit higher. They've included the African Footballer of the Year in Sadio Mane. Matthias De Ligt is remarkable, you know, in the back line in terms of his addition as well. I just think that other teams are preparing themselves. I think Union Berlin steps out in that direction more than others. They separate themselves in that fashion because despite losing pieces like Taiwo Awoniyi to the Premier League, somehow Union Berlin are still putting up a fight. I think this is a club that has a terrific game plan and just atmosphere. You know, basically whatever the players do and they line up and they get the job done. You know, they're starting European play as many other teams in the German Bundesliga, you know, but this match, I think, you know, was a delight, specifically being in Berlin in front of the home crowd at Union. I think it was a great result and just an indicator that, you know, I think the season is not going to be as easy as Bayern might have anticipated. And this result definitely shows that.
Freiburg and Dortmund won their respective matches and now they're number one and two in the standings.
Yeah, Freiburg leapfrogged their way to first place. They beat Bayer Leverkusen. Bayer Leverkusen added Hudson-Odoi from Chelsea to be an offensive threat. He did check in and provide an assist. You know, and actually in this match, Leverkusen took the lead through Karim Demirbay. You know, but Freiburg responded, scoring two goals on both sides of the half. Matthias Ginter heading the equalizer from the corner early. Then Gregorisch capitalized. I mean, you know, the scoring just kept on, you know, going on and on, you know, for Freiburg. And Freiburg is not to be discounted either. Freiburg is a serious team. Leverkusen, I'm a bit concerned with, you know, considering they just had their one victory last match day, you know, and they're not looking that good. They have to kick off in the Champions League as well. You know, but it is what it is, you know, in terms of Freiburg taking advantage of the Bayern slip up. And on Friday night, Dortmund kicked off and they won. They had little trouble. Marco Reus, their captain, netted for their victory. One concern I do have with Dortmund, though, their last two victories were only one goal victories. This could be a concern because, you know, we saw them lose that one match. They conceded a few goals late against Werder Bremen to take the defeat. So Bayern, Dortmund are going to have to, I think, score if they're going to sustain their position, you know, at number two right now. You know, but it looks very good and competitive. I mean, people out there that say the Bundesliga is boring and predictable, this match day pretty much says it's not.
And RB Leipzig got beat up badly by Frankfurt.
Finally, you know, the Eagles have taken flight. Eight goals in the last two matches. You know, versus the Bulls, the Eagles netted twice, you know, in both halves. And the Bulls got smoked. You know, they didn't look good at all in this particular match. When you look at the bite, you look at the ratings from the offense, you expect more from Timo Vanna, Christopher Nkunku, and defensively, they look just as shabby. The Bulls did. A lot of credit to the Frankfurt Eagles. You know, they were searching for their first win for a while, but they scored four goals against Werder Bremen to pick up a victory last match day and this previous match day. Match day five, another four-goal performance. Kamada is looking very good in front of goal. He's a player that only put up about four goals last season in all of his appearances. He's already scored three this season. Kolo Muani provided two assists. And I think I have to give a bit of credit to Mario Götze. Mario Götze is a name that's been forgotten. He's always held in high regard here in Germany because what he did for the World Cup, you know, to help Germany win that World Cup. But nonetheless, domestic football has not always been the best, you know, from Götze, his time at Dortmund, Ajax. But now at Frankfurt, it looks that his leadership is providing results because they look good and they have the momentum needed to really make some noise in the Champions League, although they share a group with Real Madrid. So I think that is definitely a tall order. But nonetheless, the Eagles have taken flight.
With the Champions League kicking off soon, Chris, what else has hit your radar?
Well, I think the Champions League, you know, this is the focal point right now. Never before have we seen five teams in the Bundesliga kick off in the Champions League. You know, Bayern are at Inter. That can be an interesting matchup. Obviously, you know, Bayern are also in the same group with Barcelona. You know, so this first match, Julian Nagelsmann and company having back-to-back draws domestically, their main focus is going to be the Champions League. They're going to have to really bring some noise, and they're on the road. This could be especially difficult, you know, but I do believe that Bayern have the talent, you know, to rise above, you know, their recent performances and get the victory at Inter. Dortmund hosts Copenhagen, a few other matches. RB Leipzig hosts Shakhtar Donetsk. RB Leipzig are going to have to really get some bite in their offense if they're going to want to make some noise. They made some noise when Julian Nagelsmann was leading them in the Champions League. They made it quite deep in that tournament. You know, not so much success lately, but, you know, who knows what Timo Vanna, the return of him, can provide on that European pitch. And then the other two teams, Leverkusen and Frankfurt. Leverkusen at Club Brugge, Frankfurt with Sporting Lisbon, you know, so against Sporting Lisbon. So these are some very interesting matchups. All, you know, typically the focus is going to be on Bayern Munich. They've won the most, you know, and they do have the best roster going into the competition. But the way Frankfurt surprised and shocked the Europa League last season, this season, maybe another team in the Bundesliga is primed to shock some opponents, but it'll be a good tournament. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and so should you.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.